welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful you could be with me for this broadcast for January 24th, 2026. Well, I get these emails from time to time, and they're very interesting, and normally I don't like talking about this because it takes so long to explain myself and the whole kit and caboodle of relationships. Every relationship in and of itself is unique. That's a polite way of putting it. And each one has its own fallacies and problems. So I don't generally like to talk about it in public, but Kyle from Colorado emailed me, and he's been emailing me for weeks about this, and he wants to know, why do men give in to being bossed around by women in shame and guilt? And whoa, this is a big deal, because there are a lot of men and women in this world who live off shame and guilt. And Kyle, it's not just men, it's women too. There's a lot of guilt and shame. And what is it about? I have, no idea what we're talking about here, unless it were more specific to the cause of what you're talking about. But what I want to talk about with you is not the generality of it, but what is shame and guilt, and how does it work in all of us? And it has to do with religion. It has to do with moral beliefs. It has to do with relationships. It's the premise of all relationships that we have. In fact, it's the premise of why we do most everything we do. We do it out of shame and guilt. And this is very hard for most people to understand. What if I didn't do this? What if I did do this? I know I should do this. I know I shouldn't do that. These kind of things that we get involved in. And in your emails to me, you've been talking about the idea of what would keep you from doing bad things if it weren't for shame and guilt. You have no character, Kyle. That's the problem. The average American, the average person in this world has no character. I define character as a person who is without pretense, not trying to attempt to make something that is not the case appear to be the case, appear to be true. And most people have absolutely no character at all. They have morality. They use their morality as a means to hate and to feel better than other people and to feel like their poop don't stink. And so with all of that being said, this idea of shame and guilt, as you said, you don't do anything without the fear of doing something wrong and the repercussions of that in shame and guilt. And I am sure that all of that is very true. I am absolutely positive, because that's the way most people live. And in living in such a manner, we remove ourselves from our integrity. Most people are not privy to, nor would they even be interested in the manner of the way, of the great way that Lao Tzu talks about in the Tao, that Jesus talked about as the kingdom of heaven, and what Buddha talked about as nirvana. There are certain principles of life. They're the order of life. The Tao is the order of life. Jesus came to show us the loving order of life, how to fall in love with life, not the world as our living, but life, to come into a place where there can be life. Life eternal, as Jesus talked about it. But we don't get into that very much. We're not much interested in that at all. We're interested in getting what we want and securing ourselves in some way or manner that relieves us of our low self-esteem. And that's a really sad aspect to our life. Not very, what do I want to say, productive. We don't awaken that way. We are not self-realized in any way, shape, or form. And so as long as I am kowtowing to my human nature and my human beingness, and I think that's all I have, and I think that that's what I should be doing all of my life, I'm going to miss the significance of each and every moment. I'm not going to understand what it is about me that makes my consequences the way they are and how they are. I will never recognize them. I will never see them as they repeat and repeat and repeat in my life in different ways and forms, and the form of my health, money, friendships, the lack thereof, my relationship with my body, my relationship with life itself, the big L, not just the little livingness that I get involved in, but the big L. I don't mature. And so we need shame and guilt. That's about the only thing that keeps us from destroying each other most of the time. And even so, we destroy ourselves with our own shame and guilt. We have no integrity. We have no sense of character. We live in the pretense of what is right and wrong, good and bad. We don't examine the bigger picture. For instance, why are you here, Kirk? Why are you here? What are you doing here in this earthly life? How did you arrive to be at the place where you live in a body, and you live by the dictates and the impulses of that human body? How is it that happens? Why are you doing all of this? Who is in there doing anything that is happening? We don't question this. We don't have the mental acuity to really look at it, because we're so busy believing in what we think of as right and wrong, good and bad. We're so busy trying to get what we want, to comfort ourselves, to pleasure ourselves, to give ourselves a sense of security that we're going to be taken care of and everything's going to be all right. That's really all we care about. I can't address that with you. You know, I can't. You're not going to hear me. You're not going to pay attention. You're not going to have the ability to get beyond your own hocus pocus, your feelings and thoughts and pretenses of superstition about God and life and all of that. It just, it's an impossible trip with people. This is why I don't like talking about it on air like this, because it just raises so many questions you can't answer, you refuse to answer, or even refuse to address within yourself. Until you are willing, I will give you just a simple answer. Until you are willing to meditate and drop all of the things that you believe in, let go of your fears, your anger, your hostilities, until you are willing to let go of all of this and no longer allow it to be what you think it is and what you think life should be and blah, 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 and your superstitions about God and your superstitions that religion holds on you, until you are willing to become empty. Yes, empty. Not willing to be a participant in the craziness and the superstitions, the pretenses of what you think of as religion, as moral rightness, until you are ready to stand back and observe and live as self-observation, nothing is going to be clear to you. You'll be asking questions that the answers just can't be, they can't be given to you, because there's too many things standing in the way. Your opinions, your pretense, your fears, your aggravations, all of this stuff. And everybody has an answer to the answer that they don't have an answer to. And that's just the way we are as a people. So anyway, I know this was difficult, probably as much for you as it was for me, but it is a good question. It's a valid question. And I answered it to maybe help you start thinking differently a little bit. Maybe, maybe. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, as always. Namaste.